Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Food Friday, October 31st. I'm Ray Graff. It's Halloween today, so we're talking candy, right? No way. None of that sweet stuff for you. It's vegetarian cuisine today and vegan cuisine. We welcome back Wendy Grossman from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen. She is here to offer insights, recipe tips, and all sorts of advice on perfect plant-based cooking. You want to give us a call? 800-348-2551 is the number. 1-800-348-2551. Or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Today is all about tofu. It's a tofu-a-thon. It's a tofu-a-palooza. We are going to learn about tofu, whether you like it or not. Vegetarian cooking with Wendy Grossman and your calls after the news. Well, hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live call-in talk show. It's Food Friday, and today we welcome back plant-based chef Wendy Grossman from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen. Wendy is passionate about from-scratch cooking, utilizing locally sourced organic ingredients to champion local farms. Her culinary journey included pioneering plant-based restaurants like Arnold's Turtle, Angelica's Kitchen, Garden Cafe, and Menla Mountain Retreat. Now she lends her expertise to catering private dinner parties, Airbnb, boutique weddings, corporate clients, retreats, Wendy's Nutty Cheese, and an award-winning plant-based cheese. And Wendy's Nutty Cheese is worthy of the awards. It's good stuff. You ready? We're going to learn about tofu today. So just sit back and relax. The number here is 800-348-2551. You can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Wendy Grossman, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
So great to have you back on the show. And, you know, well, first of all, how's biz? How are things going?
Good. I had a good summer. It was busy. It was challenging. Did some new things.
Like what?
I did a Indian wedding.
Oh, cool.
It was so cool. I mean, it was traditional. They had the white horse and the sabers and the traditional dancing. And
wow.
It was just so much fun.
So you catered that?
Yeah.
Oh, that must have been a big job.
It was a big job. It was 150 people.
Wow.
And I had two prep people who helped me in the kitchen and then came to the event with me.
Everybody happy?
Super happy.
That's great.
Super happy.
Well, you're going to teach me about tofu today. And, you know, full disclosure, I don't know anything about tofu. So this is going to be fun. The number here is 800-348-2551. I've had tofu, but I don't know what's in it.
Yeah.
I don't really know what you do with it,
okay,
how you make it, what you cook with it. So I think I had it once in a Chinese dish, and it was delicious.
Probably Mapo tofu.
Isn't tofu something that sort of takes the character of what you're cooking it with, or is that a myth?
No, that's absolutely true.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, tofu on its own, and you can see I have
look at
five
this.
Different tofus here to talk about, really has no flavor. I mean,
What is it?
Tofu is, I have a recipe here.
You make it from scratch?
I personally do not.
No.
I do not have that kind of time. But I did when I was a teenager.
Did
once.
You?
Yeah, you know, you have a lot of leisure time
in
your 20s.
How did it work out for you?
It was okay. It wasn't as great as we had hoped. But,
yeah,
you know, it's very, very similar to making curd, if anybody's ever made curd.
Okay.
The Indian curd that
bean
you make
curd,
with milk.
Yep.
So the process of tofu is turning soy milk into a solid, and you don't actually start with like a bottle of soy milk. You start with soybeans, and you cook them and cook them, cook them until they are soft, and then you have two choices. You can either add, well, three choices actually. You can add magnesium chloride hydrate, which is really just salt.
Okay, I mean, yeah, right. I mean, tofu's been made for a long, long time.
Billions of years.
Presumably before magnesium chloride hydrate was a thing.
Was a thing. So
right.
So it's basically sea salt.
Okay.
And when it's dissolved in water and added to heated soy milk, it causes the soy proteins to bind together, forming a curd. And You can also use calcium sulfate, and you can also use lemon.
Interesting. Yes. That's a little different than salt.
Yeah. It's just a different coagulant, like I said, with curd.
Huh.
Lemon would be the choice to, instead of vinegar, to separate the curds from the whey.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what you're doing here. And then you're going to end up draining it and putting it into cheesecloth, pressing it, and let it sit in the fridge.
For how long?
Day.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, the important part is pressing the water out. That's the whole trick to, like, making all these different tofu preparations, is getting the water out.
And you're just squeezing it through cheesecloth. Oh, look at you. What'd you bring? This is exciting. You always bring props.
I know.
What is that?
This is a tofu press. I don't know if you want me to say the name of it.
You go ahead.
I don't care. So I got this on Amazon probably about a million years ago, and it's called Tofu Torture.
Tofu Torture. Yeah. Nice.
And you put your block of tofu in here, and then you put the top on, and it has these industrial strength rubber bands that you pull down.
Oh, and it applies pressure.
And it applies pressure.
Oh, yeah.
And even...
And there are holes in the bottom of the secondary thing, right? And so the...
Right.
And so the fluid,
so all the water is going out.
Yeah.
And then you simply open it up, drain it, and then do your thing with it.
Amazing.
And there are different tofu presses. There are some that are long, and they actually use little screws to tighten the tofu. This, to me, was easy because I can travel with it.
When did you really start eating it on a regular basis? Now, you became a vegetarian and later a vegan long time ago. We've
long
had the discussion.
Ago.
It was about, you had a revelation when you saw an animal, nope. Correct?
When I was walking my dog.
Okay. Well, it's an animal, right?
Yeah.
And so presumably you have been eating this kind of stuff for a long time.
Yes.
What have you learned about the way you can prep this and use it in different ways?
Well, it's come a long way because when I was a teenager, there was only like tofu. There wasn't silken tofu, firm tofu, extra firm tofu, flavored tofus. You just sort of got what you got.
Right.
And then we used to take books and heavy books, put the tofu in towels and get the water out that way.
Yeah.
You can do that with everything except silken tofu.
Now,
you...
what's the difference, silken tofu?
Well, I have some right
Look at
here.
You. Okay. The number here, by the way, is 800-348-2551. If you'd like to join in today's class on tofu with Wendy Grossman from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen, 800-348-2551. You can email the program at voxpop@wamc.org. That doesn't look that silken.
It's not.
Why do they call it that then?
Because this isn't silken. Because, you know, every time I come here, I mess
up. You got the wrong thing?
Yeah.
All right, fair
so
enough.
So this is firm tofu.
Okay. So the opposite. Do I eat this?
You can eat it. You can crumble it. You can touch it.
What would you recommend?
I wouldn't recommend eating it because it has no flavor.
Okay.
So you could just put it back in the...
I'll just squeeze it for a
yeah,
while.
Yeah, squeeze it for
like
a while.
It's like one of those... Not the fidget spinners, but those stress balls.
It is like a stress ball.
Nice.
And then here's the same product, but it comes already cubed.
Oh, yeah. And okay, so when you have cubes like this, this makes it easier to measure the amounts that you're going to use?
No, it just saves you a step
okay.
of having to cut it up.
Why would you have to cut it up? This piece that you broke off seems to be malleable enough.
It's not the malleability, if that's a word. It's more the preparation of what you're going to serve. If, say, for example, you want to do crispy tofu and you want it to be in cubes because you're going to serve it on a bed of rice with a little sauce.
Yeah.
So then what you actually do to the tofu then is marinate it and fluff it up with some cornstarch. And I personally don't deep fry anything, so I would saute it.
No, why don't you deep fry anything?
I don't think it's very good for you.
Really? Are you sure that's true? Because when I had deep fried Oreos at the Altamont Fair, I thought that was quite good for me. No?
I think it was really good for your tongue.
Yeah, buddy. I tell you what, let's take a break here, and then we'll get into this in more depth. The number is 800-348-2551. Email is voxpop@wamc.org. Wendy's here. Wendy Grossman. It's Tofu Day. It's a Tofu-a-thon. We'll be back. Joey DeFrancisco on the keyboards, and Danny Gatton also passed now on guitar. That's Kindred Spirits on Vox Pop. 800-348-2551. It's Tofu Today. Something, well, you know, it's a pretty long list of things I know nothing about, and yet I do shows about them. But today I really know nothing about it. It's Tofu with Wendy Grossman from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen. Before we get back to squeezing tofu and whatnot, this email from Matt, who was a former East Villager. Angelica's Kitchen, in memory of the Nada Furtada, a breakfast masterpiece, and the Dragon Bowls.
Oh, thanks, the Dragon
Wendy.
Bowl.
Oh, so, really? So what's in the Dragon Bowl?
If I remember correctly, it's brown rice, kale, and beans, and seaweed.
How long ago was this?
Angelica's Kitchen, my God. I was there in the early 80s, and then it moved and grew and left its original, like, five-table spot.
Yeah.
And became quite a fixture, and I think it's still there.
Amazing.
And the reason why I'm doing this Everything Tofu show is I just came off a retreat with some lovely women, and I get asked this all the time when I'm on retreat. What do you do with tofu? And I served some tofu in make your own taco buffet.
Yeah.
And they were like, what was in that?
Really?
What was in that? Everybody in the retreat. They were dumbfounded. And I was like, wow, people really don't know how to use this food product.
Yeah. So you're doing a service here today.
Hopefully.
Not necessarily for me, as I'm not sure that I'll be doing any of this.
Well, but you might be making that pumpkin tofu pie.
Shall I try it?
Mm-hmm.
So there's no pumpkin in this.
There is pumpkin. It's tofu and pumpkin.
All right. Now, okay. Let me try it. Tastes like spectacular pumpkin pie.
Exactly. Because the tofu doesn't really have a taste. It has a texture.
That's great. Yeah.
I know. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And you can do it with anything. You could do it with chocolate. You could do it with coconut. You could do it with almond. You can do it with anything. You can even put your fried Oreos in there.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, Wendy, this is really, really, really good.
Thank you, thank you.
I like
thank
a piece you. Of pie now and again.
Well, I'm going to leave this for you.
This is really nice. I bet Dina in the front office is going to be all over.
She is going to be.
She's a vegan, so she's going to be on top of it.
Yeah.
The number here is 800-348-2551. Before we get to the calls, we wanted to differentiate between a couple of these different tofus. Before the break, you said, let's do this. So
Now, unfortunately, because every time I come here, I mess something up. The silken tofu didn't come with me.
Okay.
But the silken tofu has a texture almost like warm butter or a warm margarine. You can take a spoon and actually just use the spoon.
Can you put it on toast?
No, but you can make things like mayonnaise. You can make dressings.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, in the wrong hands, I would say that's a bilious idea, but you have not failed yet on this program.
Thank
you. So I suspect it's really good.
It's versatile up to a point. You can't really cook with it, except certain dishes like mapo tofu call for it. Call for silken tofu. If you go to a Japanese restaurant and they give you that complimentary little bowl of miso soup, that's silken tofu.
Ah.
So there are some applications for it, but it's mostly for baking.
Do we know how they make it?
Same process, just more water. You just take.
So you don't squeeze as much out.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Exactly. So here we have two different brands of organic extra firm tofu, and this is my preference.
Okay.
Organic, and I'm going to show you the difference in water texture. Just
okay.
Smush that up.
This
for
is
a
the
minute.
Extra firm that is not your preferred brand, but you
right.
like it anyway.
Right.
This reminds me of the spackle that we use to fix the wall. Is that wrong? Is that insulting?
You're not insulting me.
Okay, okay. Fine.
And this is the one I prefer. It's already
this
firmer.
Is firmer. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, look at that.
And even the firmest of all of the tofus, well, this is relatively new. I think I've only seen it on the market like around 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
This one I also will put through the tofu torture, and I will probably get about a cup or two of water.
Really? So yeah. That's a lot of water.
It's a lot of water. Yeah. And what happens when you take the water out is that it becomes, I'm going to say this with a grain of salt, more meat-like. It's harder. It's more substantial. And it doesn't uptake the marinade any more or any less than any of the other tofus. It's still going to absorb it. And one of the things that I really love to do is I'll take two chopsticks and I'll lie my tofu on top of it. And then with a knife, I'll cut it almost like that potato trick. But you don't cut it all the way through.
I don't really know the potato trick.
Well, you take two chopsticks and you cut it, but it's going to stop at the height of the chopstick.
Okay, I understand.
Then you can open up those little craters that you've just made and put the marinade in there.
Oh.
So you're really dosing it. You're not relying on the porous material of the tofu to absorb.
Interesting.
Yeah, this way you're helping it along, and then you put it in the oven, and it's all glazed, and it's brown, and it's crispy.
What's your favorite tofu dish, either in your professional capacity as someone who caters, or for just your own dining?
My own dining, I'll make tofu satay any day.
Yeah. Satay.
Satay is a, I want to say, an Indonesian sauce made with peanuts and lime and maple syrup.
You had me at peanuts and lime. Let's grab a call or two. 800-348-2551 is our number. Wendy Grossman is here from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen. Marie is in Albany. Hello, Marie.
Hello.
You're on.
Hi. I was going to call. When I make my tofu, I always like just put it on a plate and put a towel underneath it, put a cast iron pan on top of it, and then put a bunch of cans on top of it to squeeze out the water. And so when I was describing that to my friend, they were like, oh, you can boil out the water. Boil out the water. They're like, there's a way where you boil the tofu and something, it does something that, like, I was like, I have never heard of this. Okay. I just wanted to check. I was like, I just press it out. I don't know what this boiling of tofu before you cook it.
Yeah, I've never heard of that. I think that it would be counterintuitive. What you can do is you can freeze it.
Really?
Yes. Freezing tofu is going to change the whole texture, and it's going to take the water molecules, and it will be more like a cellulose, like a sponge.
Yeah.
Is that the right word?
Wow, it could be.
It's going to have a different texture, which is going to not have as much water in it. So the opposite of boiling would be freezing, and I've never heard of boiling, so I can't help you there.
Interesting. Marie, you want to follow up?
My only other follow-up question is just because you cook with tofu so much is I never do enough prep work. So I'm always like, maybe I get to marinate it like an hour. In your experience, does like the overnight marinade make things like so much better? Like if I just plan better, will I be better off?
Yeah.
Or is like, I'm always
but
like
an
last
hour...
minute and I'm like, this would be better, but it's pretty good.
But an hour is fine too. I mean, flip it over halfway so you get both sides. You could score it a little bit, like if you were taking a knife and just scoring it on a, you know, diamond shape, and then the marinade can soak in that way.
Okay.
All right.
Great. Thank
calling.
You.
Thanks a lot. What are some of the nutritional aspects of tofu?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because going from the silken tofu, which has the least amount of protein, all the way up to the extra firm tofu that I have here that I said I love so much, which has 14 grams of protein, because the denser it is, the more soybean you're going to get.
I gotcha.
Instead of compensating it with water.
So there's a lot of protein there.
There is protein, but the more dense the tofu is, the more protein you're going to get.
Is there anything else, niacin or vitamin K or whatever?
Well, look at the label.
All right, fair enough.
You got 5 milligrams of sodium.
Okay.
3 grams of a carb.
Okay. Oh, there's carbs in that. Okay.
You've got zero trans fat, zero fat, and you have 2.5 grams of polyunsaturated.
Okay.
And 1 gram of mono.
All right.
Basically, it's a very healthy product for everyone. And, you know, it's not one of those evil estrogen products that you know, the myth surrounding that. You'd have to eat tofu 3 times a day, every day a week, to get an overload of estrogen from the soybean product.
All right, let's go back to our phone lines. Wendy Grossman is here. It's Tofu 101. 800-348-2551 is the number. Let's go to Albany, and it's Bill's turn. Bill, you're on.
Hey, how we doing, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
So I've been vegan for 9 years. I love tofu. I cook with it often. So this is less of a practical question, more of like a social question. So I know tofu is this staple food for so many people all over the world, especially in the Eastern Hemisphere. How do we rescue its reputation in the United States? There is there's something going on in the USA where a lot of people are just anti-tofu, and I don't think they understand what it is or can fully. My question is, in the hamburger hot dog land of the USA, how do we save tofu? How do we get it back?
I don't think we ever had it, so there's nothing to get back. I think
all right, well,
that,
then how do we?
Well, I think
how
that
do we spread the,
no,
spread the good news.
I'm going to make this up because I really don't have a good answer for you, but I'm going to make it up.
We always encourage that on this show.
We always encourage.
Yeah, go ahead, yes, make something up.
Your own philosophy. I think it was probably the meat industry that started this nonsensical, you can't eat tofu because it will grow breasts in men and it's really bad for men and.
Yeah,
100% a myth. Like I just said, you'd have to eat tofu 3 times a day, every day of the week, to have any kind of adverse estrogen effects. And I think that a lot of my meat-eating friends, and I do have a lot, love tofu.
So do I.
Yeah, they love tofu. I mean, even my sister, when I call her, she's like, oh, we're doing tofu and stir fry. I'm like, you're doing tofu? You know, and she goes, oh, I love tofu. We eat it all the time. And so I think it's sort of like the more people are introduced to it and the more you can have your meat-eating friends over and make them something completely delicious, that's
introduce
the
them
way.
To what it can be. Yeah,
exactly.
It seems to be so versatile. You know, I'm a carnivore. And I've had plenty of, at least a couple of times I've had tofu at the Fun Drive, which has been off the charts. Mm-hmm. It's very satisfying, great satisfying mouthfeel. It takes on great character when you season it all up right in the right dish. So here, Bill, is how you're going to make it big in the U.S. When Arby's has a tofu sandwich, it's going to be all over the place, man. Hey, have a good weekend. Thanks for the call. 800-348-2551 is our number. Wendy Grossman's our guest. Nick has written a 3-part email. One's a PSA, one he calls a pontification, and then there's a question. Here's the PSA. My mom used to boil several types of vegetables to the point of almost mush. Delicious. However, I learned over the years to take each thing out when ready. Then I use the water to make whatever pasta, grain, or starch. The point is that it uses one pot, you get all the nutrients, and the steamed veggies can be used in other dishes.
I agree.
Okay. The pontification. All right. And I'm giving Nick his due here. Garlic is best when just barely cooked.
I agree.
Golden beets taste almost the same, but don't make everything red.
I might take a little exception to the flavor of golden beets versus red beets. I think the golden, in some instances, is sweeter.
I've never seen a golden beet.
I'll bring you next
really?
Time. Yeah.
Can we do a show about beets?
We'll do everything beets.
Boy, I hate beets.
But the red beet is notorious for using as a dye, putting into beverages. I mean, it's redness. I have a pint of it in my refrigerator right now just from boiling beets. And I will use it. I'll use it in my tomato sauce, my marinara. And it's a little sweet, but not too sweet.
My father used to love beets. I think he grew beets. Can you grow them around here?
Absolutely.
Yeah, in my vague remembrance of the old days, he loved beets, and I just could never get past that super sweetness, you know?
Wow.
Yeah. What do you mean, wow?
I pickle beets a lot.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Here's the question from Nick. What foods can people eat to get more iron other than candy? Yeah, that's good, Nick.
Other than candy? Yeah. Nick, you little rascal.
Yeah, right.
I would say start with your green vegetables.
Spinach,
kale, broccoli.
Yeah.
You know, anything really green and leafy is going to give you, even the bitter vegetables like escarole, are going to give you some iron. Obviously, beets is like big on the top of the list for
a lot of iron in beets.
Lots of iron.
Here's one from Julie. We talked about boiling tofu. Mm-hmm. Julie says, I boil my tofu all the time, 10 minutes or so. Well, it does seem counterintuitive. It works. It gives the interior of the tofu a great texture, and it's crispy on the outside without frying. I have also poured boiling water over tofu chunks and let it drain, and that works too.
I'm going to have to try that, Joan, because I can't imagine how boiling tofu makes it crispy. I could see how it could change the texture.
Yeah.
But I'll try it when I get home.
Okay. Really?
Yeah,
will
sure.
Will you report back?
I will.
All right. Let's go back to our phone lines with Wendy Grossman from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen. It's Tofu Palooza today. Joan is in Schenectady. Joan, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Ray. And I don't know if you caught any of the show before you, but, loaf is spooky.
I didn't.
Hey, Wendy, we've spoken before, and you have a magical brain. Thank you.
Thank you.
I've gotten away from tofu because I had heard that most of the tofu grown in America, the United States of, it suffered from genetic manipulation over the years. It's not as pristine as it used to be. Please convince me I'm wrong, and I'll go right back to tofu is my first question.
Off the ledge, Joan.
Well, Joan, I don't work for the Department of Agriculture.
I've lost you. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me? Hello?
You're breaking up. I can't hear you.
Oh, no, Joan.
Oh, no.
Everything seems solid here. Anyway, you could listen off.
I'm going to call back. I'm sorry.
Or you could just listen off on the radio. She's going to talk about it. There we go. So go ahead.
Okay. So, like I said, I'm not from the Department of Agriculture, so I cannot give you statistics. I will say that our soil in the United States is very poor at this point in our lifetimes from being overused and overgrown and not rotating crops and pesticides, et cetera, et cetera. Having said that, the soybeans themselves are still nutritious. I don't know how to compare soybeans today with soybeans of like 1950, because I was a baby. But I would say that you're still getting your protein and your minerals from the soybeans that we grow here. And, you know, I mean, this whole thing that's going on right now with China is that China imports our soybeans to make their tofu. So it's not as if every country who is tofu dependent can actually fulfill their own needs. And that's what all of the discussion between our president and China is really based on, is that they threatened to stop buying our soybeans.
And I think they reached a deal on that. But one thing about genetic, I know nothing about soybean, you know, the history of soybeans in this country. Just because something has been genetically manipulated doesn't mean it is anything other than breeding of plants. I mean, that's kind of a natural way to do it.
I have to agree with you, right? I mean, just because it says non-GMO doesn't mean it's better. If you have a seedless watermelon, that's GMO.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't grow like that in nature. We have manipulated it so that it has less, fewer, or no seeds.
Yeah.
So
what do you think about that, by the way? I'm not that crazy about it.
I really don't want to think about it.
Am I getting you off track?
No, it's just that there's so many important things to think about in life. That's just not on my list.
You know what, Wendy Grossman? You're a very sensible person. 800-348-2551 is our number. We'll take a little break. We'll listen to a little Lalo Schifrin. And then we'll come back and we'll talk about tofu until the end of time. You know, you think the Mannix soundtrack, you're not thinking tofu. But there you go. It's Lalo Schifrin and Turn Every Stone here on Vox Pop. 800-348-2551. Wendy Grossman from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen is here. Wendy, every line is loaded.
People
like their tofu. By the way, Julie followed up. I usually only give one to a customer on calls or emails, but because you were mystified by this boiling tofu, she followed up. Please share with Wendy that there are lots of articles about boiling tofu. This is just one. It's common in Asia Chinese cooking. And I'll send you that link after the show.
Okay, great.
Number here is 800-348-2551. Let's see who's next. Let's go to Queensbury. Peter, you're on.
Hi, Wendy. All right. I don't actually boil it. Sometimes I just braise it.
Okay. Peter. Hey, buddy. Are you on a cell phone?
Yes.
Can you just turn 45 degrees wherever you are? Just turn a little bit.
Okay.
A little better. All right, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Give it a try.
Tofu press is a great way to remove water. It's a spring-operated device, and it fits the piece of tofu you buy in the store perfectly. And you just put it in for a half hour and it drains it a lot. It's the spring thing. Anyway, I'm a carnivore, but I love tofu. But Wendy, you were speaking about braising it not deep frying it. What was the other one?
You
went to a commercial, so you never finished.
Peter,
to do it.
It's public radio. That's underwriting. Just remember that, okay? All right, go ahead, Wendy.
Peter, I hope that I'm not misleading the public as to boiling tofu. I boil tofu all the time in soups and in preparations. I just don't use it for releasing water. That's why I'm baffled about that.
Okay.
But I boil tofu all the time.
All right.
So to answer your other question, I can't remember.
Well, it's about frying.
Frying without deep frying?
Yeah, air fryer.
I like that crispy thing you get. How do you do that?
Air fryer. You do the same preparation that you would do for deep fry, and you just put it in your air fryer and set it for like 45 minutes at whatever temperature your air fryer is good at. And the other way you can do it is to bake it. So you're going to use a little bit of oil baking. You're going to get a Silpat or parchment paper, and you're going to take your tofu, marinated, unmarinated, crusted, uncrusted, whatever it is that you're doing to your tofu, and you're going to put it in an oven for about half an hour at 375, and you should get a nice crisp on it.
Okay. Peter, thanks a lot for the call. Speaking of frying tofu, Judy in Newburgh says, I love getting fried tofu when I go to a Thai restaurant. How can I reproduce it? And you're saying air fryer.
I'm saying air fryer, but, you know, if you have the capability to have a deep enough pan and have enough, you know, decent oil, nothing, you know, on the canola base, go for it. You know, my issue is that I grew up in a very strict family that we never ate fried food. It was just kind of forbidden.
Yeah.
So I shy away from that. But trust me, if you give me a plate of really well done fries, you won't see them again in 3 minutes.
You know, frying is wonderful.
Is wonderful.
Jeff writes in, thin sliced firm tofu loaded with spices and heat, baked just to slight crispiness, beats beef jerky any day.
Right.
And then Jeff goes on, says, Ray, you got to stop saying you've never eaten this stuff when you are not only trying it now, but you've probably been eating it without knowing it in lots of food. All right. All right. Buy the premise, buy the gag. And then he says, veggie food tends to be more creative and tasty than other cuisines. Go for the adventure. We have faith that your arteries will thank you. Jeff, I'm not sure. I think my arteries have been beaten into submission, but you never know. Let's go back to the phone lines with Wendy Grossman, 800-348-2551. All right, now, you and Troy, you got to tell me how to say your name. Is it Cela, Cela, Cella? How do we say your name?
Hi, it's Cella.
Cella, you're on. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm a vegetarian, but I can't eat soy. I'm intolerant to it.
Okay.
So I was wondering what tofu alternatives there are, and can I make any of them at home easily?
Yes. All you need is a computer and Google non-soybean tofu, and you're going to come up probably with mung bean, lentil, chickpea, and others.
What's seitan?
Seitan, I make my own seitan. That is wheat gluten, which is completely opposite from tofu.
Okay.
So if anyone has a gluten sensitivity, you do not want to serve them that.
Go ahead, Cella.
Can I ask one other thing?
Sure.
When cooking with the alternatives, do I treat it the same way I would soy-based tofu?
Yes. And you want to make sure that if you're making it, that you have released enough water so that it stays together so that you can do what you want to do to it, marinate it or put it in the air fryer or the oven.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot for the call. Ellen in Wineskill writes in, any ways to use frozen/thawed tofu?
Sure. I just froze some tofu the other day on purpose. I wanted to get a different texture because I was cooking for a retreat, about 20 women, and I wanted to make a tofu scramble. So I froze the tofu ahead of time, and when I crumbled it up, it had a much thicker, if that's a good word, much more substantial weight to it. And you cook the tofu separately from your veggies, because if you cook them together, you're just going to get a lot of water.
Ah.
Back into the tofu, and you don't want that. So you cook your veggies, make sure that that's the consistency you want. You don't want mushy vegetables. You want to have al dente vegetables, and then you cook your tofu in a different pan, then you add them together.
Ah, perfect. Let's go to Dave, who is in Clarence. Dave, you're on with Wendy Grossman.
Hi, Ray. Hello, Wendy.
Hi.
My timeline here, back in the mid-90s, I did vegetarian for 5 years, and my wife at the time made this outstanding dish that was very simple, very plain, very mild, with a green that reminds me of the part you cut off of a spring onion.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a little bit, but it was the color of spinach.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a slight peppery, a very, very mild white pepper kind of flavor. And it seemed really easy to make. And I have no idea what it was. Is that a recipe that is ringing a bell for you?
Are you talking about trying to identify a green vegetable?
Name that vegetable.
Yes.
Well,
that would be in a tofu dish.
Well, I mean,
like it was specifically tofu.
I think that you ate it specifically in a tofu dish, but I don't know what vegetable you're talking about. The peppery vegetables tend to be like arugula, and that is very distinctly spiny. It's not like the end of a green onion, which is long and thin. You've got me.
Wow.
I don't know.
You stumped the band,
okay,
Dave.
Well,
yeah.
About that.
I don't know. I mean, you could definitely Google it, you know, just when in doubt, Google
something. Yeah, because artificial intelligence never gets anything wrong. So give it a shot.
Right. So a follow-up real quick. How long will firm tofu last in the refrigerator in its factory packaging?
I would give it like 10 days to 2 weeks and open it up. And if it's slimy, I have to admit to washing it off and using it.
Okay.
If it's stinky, chuck it.
That's...
Yeah, I mean, it will get a fishy smell if it's gone off.
Okay. Well, good luck, Dave. Thanks a lot for that. Let's go to Great Barrington. Robert, you're on.
Hello, Ray. Hello, Wendy. Thank you for your program. It's very good. So my first question is why is called tofu? And second question, it will be what is the best dish and the high end side? How to prep tofu? I mean, besides being sautéing, besides marinating it, besides deep frying it, crumbling it up, what is the one of your best dishes?
Some of your best dishes.
For
okay.
High-end.
Okay, high-end, high-end. Some of your favorite dishes.
Okay, so I'm trying to think of my high-end dinner parties that I've done with tofu. And I have made a high-end risotto with wild mushrooms and crumbled tofu. So that as I'm making the risotto, the tofu gets incorporated. Not quite like a liquid, but not quite like a big hunk of tofu either. And that's really delicious. My clients love that.
And how do you go about getting that consistency?
Well, you get extra firm tofu, and I would use a press to get all the water out, and then I would crumble it as I was stirring the risotto.
Hmm. Okay, Robert.
Oh, and I don't know the first question. I don't know why it's called tofu. I have no idea.
Yeah, it sounds like Chinese. But thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hey,
thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-348-2551. Well, this is, do you have a recipe for Indonesian-style fried bananas?
You know, Indonesian, not specifically, other than as you're frying your bananas. Are you talking about banana or planting? Well, I guess he's not live.
No, this
okay,
is Fran and Gallatin, one of our regular correspondents.
Okay, well, I love fried bananas. You wanted a savory fried banana, so I would take your Indonesian spices and just go for it.
I love fried bananas.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, fried bananas is the sweet part to the savory part,
yeah.
which is going to be delightful. It sounds like I want some now.
Let's go to Bob in Conesville. Bob, you're on.
Yeah. Hi, Ray. Ray, I just wanted to tell you, I remember when Lalo Schifrin was with Dizzy Gillespie's band.
Oh, you know, do you have that album, An Electrifying Evening with Dizzy Gillespie? And Lalo's...
No, I don't. Okay,
that's the early 60s, and Lalo's on there on piano, and it's tremendous. I highly recommend that one. All right, go ahead.
I have a comment on tofu. I used to buy extra firm. Lately, I've been buying super firm. So I don't have to squeeze any more water out of it. It's very firm, and I can just cut it up into cubes.
It's like this one.
And it's easy to use.
It is. I agree with you, but I personally prefer to even put my firm tofu through the press if I have the time
to get more water
out. More water out, so that it will So it will the texture of it. I often use it in sandwiches. Like instead of a BLT, I'll have a tofu and you know tea. If that makes sense, just make it like it really.
I'll slice a quarter inch off the end and put it on a cracker with some hummus and eat it instead of cheese.
Yum. I have a product here that I also wanted to share with everybody. It's pre-marinated. So this is called sesame ginger.
Okay.
And it's got the same texture as my extra firm tofu.
Oh, it smells delicious.
It's good, and it's perfect for sandwiches.
Yeah.
Or any kind of preparation that you're going to make. You don't have time to marinate. In all the stores.
Would you make a BLT with this?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, this seems like it almost has a bacony sort of vibe going on.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, Bob, you want to follow up?
I have one.
Yeah, go ahead.
One other comment about beets. Beets are very good for lowering blood pressure.
Really?
You know,
I take some stuff that does that pretty good, but Yeah, I'm going to skip the beets at this time, Bob. But if Wendy ever comes back and does a beets show, then I'm all over it. I'll have to try it. But meantime, have a great weekend. 800-348-2551. That's the number. Let's go to Cummington, Massachusetts. Jay, you're on. Hello, Jay.
Hello, Jay.
Jay. Jay.
Wake up.
Jay, goodbye. I'm sorry. You know, you waited all that time, and then it's over. Let's go to Albany and Lori. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, you're on.
Okay, hey, you were talking about green, the gentleman that was asking about this thing that was like the end of a green onion, had a mild flavor.
Yeah.
Escape, but escape is not as peppery as it is onion and garlicky. So that didn't ring a bell for me. Okay, but you,
so
it could be.
Aren't they like the sprouts of onion or of garlic?
Escapes, yeah.
They're early.
Yeah.
They're the early.
Yeah.
I think you might be onto something there, Lori. That's
you might have hit the spot. I hope he's still listening.
Yeah. Let's go quickly to Tom in Albany. Tom, you have about 30 seconds here. Go ahead.
Hi there. So I'm a chemist and scientist, and I was listening. And your person who wanted to know about tofu alternatives.
Yeah.
There's actually a YouTube series called Will It Tofu, and people test out making tofu out of different kinds of beans. It's just a gel that's proteins that are held together with different kinds of salts and coagulants.
Okay.
So you can try different combinations of beans and calcium chloride or magnesium chloride or calcium sulfate.
Right.
Any of those things will hold together and have a different texture and different flavor.
Okay.
And you can even have vegetables into the milk that you make it out of to get different flavors that way. Boiling it might actually change the hydrogen bonds between the different proteins and
wow.
push the water out.
Interesting.
And so it's entirely possible to turn away your clothes shrink. And I was wondering if there's a cookbook on how to make things like stinky tofu or smoked tofu, any of the really interesting Chinese tofus.
I think if you get this book that I have at home, like that I got a million billion years ago called Everything Tofu.
Yeah.
That'll give you all the scope of recipes.
All right, Tom, we're going to have to leave it there. Wendy Grossman, this has been a fast hour. You are an awesome guest. How do people find Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen online?
Well, you can go to my website, which is wendysvegetariankitchen.com. You could go to my Facebook page, which is Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen. And if you're having a big event like a wedding or something
yeah.
bigger, go to CatskillCatering.com.
Okay. Hey, listen, you're the best. Thank you for being here. Support comes from the Inn at Saratoga, celebrating 180 years of hospitality. Saratoga Springs' oldest continuously operating hotel, the Inn at Saratoga.com. Clock Estate, Hudson, New York, an earth-to-glass brandy distillery and destination that features tours, tastings, fine dining, and a hilltop view of the northern Catskill Range, clock-estate.com. And Rolling Rock Farm Salt and Seasonings, working to spread peace, love, and happiness with infused sea salts, pepper, and blends, handcrafted in small batches, specializing in black garlic, rollingrocksalt.com. Once again, thanks to Wendy Grossman from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen for the epic class on tofu today. I feel like I know more about it than I did even an hour ago. This is tremendous. Of course, I knew nothing an hour ago, so it really was successful. Thanks to Zach, our engineer. Thanks to everybody who called in. And, you know, we're going to do this. Listen, Wendy will be back. Did we book you next year? We'll get you in the book. Thanks to Barb King, who screened the calls. I'm Ray Graff. All right, that's it. Have a good weekend. Don't hit any trick-or-treaters when you're driving around.